Welcome to Powered by Podio. Automation is everything. Supercharge your business with Podio. Get ready for another episode of Supercharged with Jordan Samuel Fleming, your weekly dive into the awesome impact workflow and automation can have on your business when it's powered by Podio. Join us each week as we learn from the top Podio partners in the world, as we investigate system integrations and add-ons, and hear from real business owners who have implemented Podio into their business. Now, join your host, Jordan Samuel Fleming, CEO of Game Changers, for this week's episode.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Supercharge. I'm your host, Jordan Samuel Fleming, here to talk all about the power of workflow and automation when your business is powered by Podio. Now, this week, I'm delighted to be joined by Jacqueline May of Zuli Consultancy. Now, Jacqueline is a Podio partner who I have known for years in a virtual sense. I've known she's existed and I've seen her across the Podio ecosystem. And that's because Jacqueline actually jumped the fence. She used to work for Podio and Citrix. She used to be involved right out of the gate with the development of Podio from a support point of view and grew with the company. And we talk a bit about how she got involved, about her journey within the ecosystem, and then how she's now spun this out into a very successful partner business where she is helping people enact Podio into their own businesses. It's great chat. It's great for me to finally get a chance to chat to Jacqueline after so many years of seeing her name. We get to learn a bit about some of her focuses, some of the areas that she works in a lot, and of course, her amazing experience in Podio. I do, of course, always invite you to check her out on her website, and of course, the link is in the podcast page. As always, please, please, please like, subscribe, give us a view, give us a star rating on whatever platform you're listening to this. It really does help to promote the podcast and make sure that as many people as possible learn about the power of Podio. Thanks very much, and let's join me on my chat with Jacqueline.
And I'll do that, and we'll just kick off. I've started recording already, and you and I have not really ever met much comparatively.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever met in person.
Which is a Podio partner. It's a bit like it's a pretty small pool, and
and
you and I have not really met. Although, obviously, I see you quite active within the partner community. How long have you been? Well, two questions. How long have you been a Podio partner, and how did you make the journey to that?
So I've been a Podio partner since 2017. I actually got my start, as I'm sure you know, working on the Podio team. So I worked for Citrix starting in 2011. I was actually working in Santa Barbara in their call center for the GoTo product. So doing tech support for GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting, you know, people, you know, can't join a meeting, they call me. So I joined the Podio team very shortly after the Citrix acquisition. I was lucky enough that I had just moved up to San Francisco, and a position opened up on the Podio support team. So I was actually one of the first Americans that they hired. So I definitely jumped on that opportunity because, you know, Podio is a super cool product, is like, you know, the new cool thing at Citrix. And also just getting into the San Francisco office, like there was limited space there.
Didn't they do a pop-up shop?
They did.
Right? Like there's something in my head.
It was on 6th and Mission Street in San Francisco, like not a good area.
Oh, no?
That was before the acquisition, but I did hear stories about it. It was Casper and Christian. I think they lived there too, and they did a little pop-up shop. I only heard stories of it. I never got to see it.
I remember. I've been Podio-filed for so long, and I remember that.
Wow.
I do remember that, but so you started out that, so you migrated, you moved over to Podio, and what was the role at that point then?
So at that point, so I joined at the exact same day as Sarah. So Sarah and I were kind of counterparts. So she was in the, you know, Europe support, and then I was US support. So they really just needed somebody, you know, at that point, it was like developers were still handling every technical ticket that came in. And so it was basically, we need somebody to be on the front lines. And then, you know, obviously, you know, if something needs to go to developer, then it does. So, you know, we were just kind of covering all of the frontline channels. At that point, it was just, you know, support tickets via Zendesk, community forums, and then like a few other like little outreach channels. Like we had, I don't know if you remember, we had an account that we named Sarah May. So we just kind of combined ourselves together, and every new person to sign up for Podio got an automated message from Sarah
May. Yes, I do remember that.
So that was both of us.
Oh my God, I do. That's taking me. Yeah. I remember because this was back when we still had the affiliate sort of program. And I remember being like, begging someone in Citrix to stop that for my new clients because they were getting confused.
Yeah.
They were like, wait, I thought, why is this person messaging me? Like, and all that.
Oh, we definitely got a lot of like half the responses we get were people just kind of confused. Who are you? Like, do you work for my company or?
Yeah. Yeah. That was, I was getting confused. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, part of the struggle when you sign up for Podio is, you know, it's kind of just this blank slate and you don't know what you're doing. So it can be helpful to get, you know, a little pop up saying, hey, I'm here with any questions. So, you know, I think it was, you know, a successful, you know, channel that we offered for people, but it definitely did cause a little confusion as well.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I do. You've totally brought me back. That has taken me back a lot of years now. Yeah. In my Podio journey, because I'd forgotten that completely. Jeez. Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of little tidbits. But yeah, so then I was just handling kind of all US support for several years. And then, you know, eventually obviously the product grew. So they hired a team out in Raleigh. I've been a partner since 2017. So, you know, I was lucky enough to, you know, work through the Globeeflow acquisition. So then I got put on Globeeflow support and got to, you know, learn the ins and outs of that, which ended up being crucial to being a partner because, you know, that's the vast majority of what we do. So, I really just had all the tools that I needed to start my own business. And, you know, luckily I still have many contacts at Citrix. So that's where I was able to get my first few clients. And then just from that, it's been really great.
Spiraled out. Nice. And so moving then to, you know, working on a day-to-day basis, developing, implementing, supporting on a more hands-on basis then, are you focused on really like the Podio Globeeflow bit? Are you focused on the extension bit? Are you focused on the business process development type thing? How do you find you've approached it, given you've come out of a Citrix environment, which is a very different beast in that?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of just whatever the client needs. You know, a lot of time that ends up just being, you know, Podio and Globeeflow, but I do a lot of integrating to external systems as well. So, you know, QuickBooks Online, you know, Calendly, just any other tools that people are using, you know, as long as it has an API, of course, like, as you know, like Podio can integrate with it. So, you know, Podio and Globeeflow are definitely my heavy focus. But I've also just expanded, you know, my capabilities to be able to really work with anything that people need. And I do a lot of work with Zapier as well. I prefer to just go directly through APIs when possible, but sometimes people are kind of set with Zapier. So we'll do that too.
Yeah. I've been dissuading people this week actually about using Zapier. It's not that I'm adverse to the tool. Like it has its place.
Yeah.
But I would, you know, if the choice is go direct to the API or go via Zapier, 100% time, it'll be go direct to the API.
Definitely. Yeah. And like a lot of the integrations, it's like, I do a lot of integrating with QuickBooks Online. That's kind of just what's landed in my lap. And they have a really robust API and it's just so easy to work with. And sometimes people come to me and say, well, I see Zapier does this. Why can't I just set this up? And I can say, well, you know, you could set it up in Zapier and it'll take me an hour versus the 5+ or however many hours to set up the API, but it's not going to do everything you want. It's going to be, you know, probably slower. It's not going to like have like all the full functionality that you want. So, you know, you can definitely go with the bargain bin version, but, you know, my recommendation is just do it right the first time. Then we're not going to have to, you know, pay double to then go back and rebuild it all.
Yeah. And I don't know what you think, but I certainly feel like I think people assign to Zapier a greater capability than it has. I mean, and I think that there's, you know, Globiflow spoiled us in terms of, right? In terms of like drag and drop or a WYSIWYG type interface where you can work with the API. Globiflow spoiled us because it's only for Podio. It means it goes so deep into the platform, whereas right. Zapier is only meant to touch the skin, you know, and the moment you want to create, but then update or delete the thing you've created, that's where everything goes to shit when it comes to Zapier, and the 100%. API gives you what you need.
Exactly. Right? And I find, you know, doing things where you need, like, I know Zapier has like a paths feature, but you know, in Globiflow, you can have a flow that runs like, you know, 5 to 10 or however many paths you need. But with Zapier, it's like this whole like heavy interface. So, you know, it does it. It's just, it's kind of a beast. So it's easier if you just, you know, have an actual developer interface to work through.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And have you found, I mean, obviously QuickBooks Online, one that you're doing a lot of work in lately or at the moment, where, you know, when people come to you for integrations, or you know, they're coming for you to because they're using another system and they want you to make the process work within Podio, where do you find, like, do you find yourself ever pushing back and saying, well, why don't you do the same thing in Podio? Or do you, you know, or advising against that? Like, how do you feel the Podio structure fits against other systems, given that you're doing so much of that integration?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it happens all the time. I have people who are using, you know, other CRM tools, for example, and they want to integrate that with Podio, where, you know, Podio does CRM very, very well. So there's really no reason not, you know, if you're already using Podio for something else, why not just move your CRM processes into Podio as well? So there are a lot of cases where I push back. You know, there's certainly software that handles certain things that Podio doesn't do so well, like invoicing is one of them.
QuickBooks, on that subject. Yeah. Tax. Like, I mean, why would you ever try and build your own tax?
Exactly. There's no reason for that.
Madness.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's no reason to, you know, move all your invoicing into Podio. We can get those two talking together. Great. But, you know, if there's something like a CRM or like any sales tool or like project management, they're trying to get that to talk with Podio, then there's no reason not to just consolidate into one. And I find, you know, there's usually, you know, we say pushback, but there's usually not a whole lot of pushback, because when you explain it to them, people are usually more than happy to consolidate their products. You know, that's less that they have to pay for. And it's also just easier to have everything in one tool instead of having to, you know, like switch tabs and context switch over to somewhere else and teach people, you know, multiple different products and stuff like that. So, and plus, you know, if they're at the point where they're hiring a Podio partner, usually they're already pretty happy with Podio and they see the value in it. So if they find out that Podio can handle a certain thing for them, they probably just didn't realize it. So then to hear like, oh, Podio can actually accomplish this really well for you, then great. Like,
that's a great point. If they're bringing someone like you in, chances are they're bought in enough that really the more you can make the Podio ecosystem sing for them, the happier they're going to be.
Exactly. And like, that's part of our jobs as partners, right? Is to make sure that they're getting the full value out of the tool. So a lot of times it's just because there's so much that you can do with it, they just don't know what they don't know. So, you know, they're happy using some other tool that they were using before Podio and they hadn't even thought about bringing that over. So yeah, that's part of our job.
And QuickBooks is an interesting one because I've always, you know, we've over the years, we've done a relative amount of work with different sort of creative agencies or agency structures who tend to start jobs on receipt of an invoice payment, right? Like you're much like probably most of us where, you know, you want to play, you got to pay, you know, right? we're not going to do a lot on spec. And I've always felt that an underutilized part of QuickBooks, people have this fascination of pushing things like, oh, I want to generate invoices. Okay, yeah, great. That's easy. That's fine. But I've always felt an underutilized one was the ability to trigger workflow based off things like paid workflows, you know, or paid invoices, et cetera. And really being able to sanity check the moments where your team may just be running ahead and doing work that you've not been paid for yet. And that kind of integration can actually provide quite a bit of structure to make sure that bad decisions, human error doesn't doesn't happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And like, that's one of the reasons I like working with QuickBooks' API so much is it's almost like Podio where they have just about everything. It's so nice they have API. Webhooks too. So you can say, you know, payment comes in, trigger a Globeeful webhook. Now let's look it up, update the project, say, okay, green light.
Yeah, now it's okay.
Exactly. And then they have like full lookup too. So on the Podio side, you can say, okay, someone is working on this project. We need to go look up in QuickBooks, make sure that this is actually paid up. It's not, okay, we need to go tell this person to cut it out and wait for the payment to come in. So it's really, you know, just about anything. Like it's very rare that I run into something someone wants to do between Podio and QuickBooks that I can't do it. I think it's really only one time there hasn't been.
It's a good API. So, it's, yeah. It's all. And I think your point is incredibly, important. I think a lot of times people think of workflow as only about saving time, right? Manual labor, which of course is a really good part of it a lot of times. But actually, the point you just made, you know, go look this up. Has this been paid? Are we still within the contracted amount? No. Generate an invoice and wait till it gets paid before we keep going work. That's not about saving someone 5 minutes of time. That's about saving your business from overextending themselves.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's a huge part of what I do too. It's like you said, not just improving efficiency, but it's also just making sure things don't fall through the cracks, especially when you get to, you know, like mid to large size teams that have, you know, a lot of people with their hands in their work. It can be really hard to make sure that kind of like all the boxes are checked before things move forward. So, you know, a big part of what I do is kind of building those, you know, not even just checking something like QuickBooks, but just checking things within Podio itself to say, okay, you can't mark this item as complete until X, Y, and Z are complete first, stuff like that.
Sure. And I mean, those are all like, again, great examples of workflow, not just being about the nitty gritty, you know, save 5 minutes from doing X, but actually of sanity checking and ensuring that the process that we've agreed that we're going to follow is followed.
Exactly.
That I see that fall down all the time. All the time of that. And you know what you've just described is a really interesting use case for that. What sort of other, I mean, QuickBooks Online, what else do you sort of calendar stuff? Are you talking just kind of the Calendly invites things, or do you find there's some interesting things you're doing with calendar integrations that might be relevant to people?
Not super. I think that just was fresh in my mind because I've been working with Calendly a bit lately. But it's just nice, you know, like sending emails, for example, out of Globeeflow, you can say, okay, well, depending on which team member is assigned to this client, I'm going to send this email signature with this Calendly link, that kind of stuff. And then, you know, it hooks in with, you know, you can set it up to hook in with your Podio, Calendar, Outlook, Google, all that. So it's nice to, you know, even though it's not a direct Podio integration, it's like close enough that, you know, it feels like they're tightly close together.
Yeah, calendar things have been hot on our minds lately as well. I think mainly because Office 365, you know, when you're dealing with an Office 365 environment in a calendar, Zapier will fall down for you completely, so then you need some method of authenticating a calendar and dealing with the ability to create, edit, modify, delete, all those bits, right? That Zapier is just going to screw you on and not work. And we've been having a lot of kind of best practice decisions around that lately for some reason. Don't know why.
Yeah, I try to avoid using Zapier for anything calendar related for that reason. I've just run into issues with it. It's usually better to just try to figure out how to make Podio work directly with Office 365 and just teaching people, you know, what the limitations are so that they can kind of figure out like what the process needs to be for everyone to make sure that everyone's calendars are, you know, reliable and staying updated.
You must have seen quite an evolution then as well, given your particular history around the sort of, which I think it's still called Globeeflow inside of Podio, the Globeeflow workspace. I think they don't think they've renamed it.
I think so. Yeah, Globeeflow for Podio users.
Yeah, I think so. But you must have seen that quite a history in that forum and in that kind of workspace environment, and really the given that you got involved and worked through the Globeeflow acquisition, the transition of Globeflow into Podio and Citrix was an interesting time for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Not one that I think necessarily was handled brilliantly at times by Citrix, but an absolutely necessary one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you ever involved with the Podio workflow bit? You know, that theoretical nod to workflow, which is like create a task.
So not from a product management perspective. So I didn't help with the design or anything, but of course, you know, we all would test things in alpha before releasing them even like to beta and just make sure everything makes sense and stuff like that. But I think if I recall correctly, that feature was developed at the same time that Andreas was working on Globeflow. So when Globeflow launched, it was kind of like a moment. It's like, well, here's this thing that we've all been testing and very excited to release. And Andreas has just released this thing that just does 100 times more. It's like, okay, well, we're going to release it anyway, but we'll see how it goes. So, you know, I mean, the tool was still, you know, good for what it was. It obviously just didn't hold a candle to what Globeflow could do, which is why obviously Citrix ended up purchasing it several years later. But yeah, I think the goal was to just kind of like release a, you know, simplified version and then build on it later. But then, you know, when someone already releases something that's,
you might as well
what we're aspiring to, then yeah, let's just buy that. So yeah, it was very interesting to see the product evolve from like a work management tool to where you store and organize things to a full like low code automation tool. So it's really just, you see, you know, the use cases evolve over time. And I think that that's something that has been really interesting to watch.
It's a fascinating marketing exercise as well. It's not one that I think Citrix necessarily gets right a lot of the time. But it's also a difficult one. I have no, it's a difficult one because you can't, you know, what you, the moment you put Podio in a box, your box is wrong. And the moment you try and, you know, you try and start going down the, let's compare Podio as a CRM, you're missing the point, kind of.
Right.
And it's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's always been the struggle, is what's the one liner to describe what Podio is. And like, even, you know, you
everything.
And I have been working with Podio for 10 years.
It's life.
Like, yeah, what isn't Podio? That's the better question. So it's really hard to describe. And like, that means it can be kind of hard to like get people on board with it, because you really have to get your hands dirty and use it to like really see the value and understand why it's such a unique tool. So yeah, I think that Citrix has definitely struggled with that, but you know, I think they're starting to come around and, you know, embedding that into Workspace. And I think they're understanding that, you know, the low code automation is huge, and it's, you know, becoming, I mean, now there's like a fancy term, right? Like low code, that's kind of a new thing that people are, you know, starting to get on board with. I know other products like Airtable are starting to add their own automation. So I think that's kind of where things are going, and Citrix is privy to that. So hopefully we'll start to see some cool things coming out.
Yeah, it would, you know, I go up and down every day on my, you know, my emotional spectrum of Podio.
Right. We all do.
Yeah, every day I go up and down, and I don't even build anymore. Like I've not built in Podio for 2 years.
Oh wow!
Probably, like, not really. I mean, I you know, the team does, but I don't. I mean, I like, Jesus, I wouldn't even know half the time whatever the team does. I'm just like, holy shit, how'd you do that? No idea.
Sure.
I, you know, I'm technically, we've got this, for those who don't know, obviously, if you're in Podio, you know that there's the direct message chat functionality. And we've got a lovely chat group of Podio partners that is quite fun and useful as well. People help each other, but half the time when you guys are, you know, talking about problems you're having, I'm looking at it and going, I have no idea what this even means.
I think it's also because by the time we get to the point where we're reporting a problem in there, it's like we've exhausted every other option. So it's like, you know, we're the people who know the most about the inner workings of Podio. So if we're having a problem, it's probably a pretty tough one. So, you know, last week, I think I posted something, and I was like, if they haven't heard of this, then no one's heard of this, and I'm just out of luck. So I think that's just kind of how it is. And like, sometimes, you know, I'll see other people posting there, I'm like, I have no idea what they're talking about. So I'm just going to let that go.
Well, I do, you know, I've had more and more feeling that, you know, that that let Podio be Podio to do what Podio does best, and then surround Podio by really good tools where it's necessary. And we certainly find, you know, we've done a tremendous amount of externalizing Podio data lately. Did you do a lot, any of that really?
I haven't. No, I'm getting to a point where some of my clients are getting to the point where they should consider, you know, building their own like external database. I've never dabbled in that, but it's something that I probably should look into expanding my knowledge into.
Oh, grab 30 minutes with Andrew. He's
okay.
I'm not kidding. He's incredibly impressive to me, given that he came into this not with a technological love, but no background in coding. And like most people, like probably yourself and me and all that, but the limit he's now taken it to in terms of the ability to code, the work that he does for all of these systems we build that interact with Podio and push and pull and do and display and chart all this. I'm constantly like, Jesus. But it also, from a Podio perspective, I think it's a really great one to look at, because it just fills that little gap where people want to see their data or share their data in a way that the Podio interface is just going to kill you on.
Right.
Forget calc fields. That we all know is like the worst thing.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the Podio UI is a double-edged sword. It is on the one hand brilliant because it absolutely makes building a great, strong product possible quickly. On the other hand, it is so restrictive that most people just go, oh God. Right.
Yeah. But I do think it's really impressive to see. And because it was built API first, just to see all of the really cool extensions that have come out of it, you know, like smartphone, obviously, and Globiflow, but, you know, people kind of find those missing gaps and fill them in because it's so easy to just build something that works on top of Podio. So, you know, I think that's kind of where it's found its place, is it's the central hub, and then you can kind of build 100%. What you need to work on top of it. So that's been really cool to see as well, I think.
I think that's
kind of what Citrix is leaving it at too. It's like, well, we don't really need to build all these new features. Everyone else is just kind of building them for us. And then if people want to pay for that externally, then great.
I agree with you. I mean, I'm selfishly agreeing with you, obviously, because I've got one of them. But
right.
but I actually, you know, I agree with you in the sense of, why try to make Podio be all things in terms of its development, when actually the extensions allow you to build very specific use cases really, really well. And otherwise Citrix would be stuck trying to, you know, like be all things to all people in all ways and all, you know, things.
Yeah, it's
and
impossible.
They're going to ruin Podio.
Yeah. I think if you asked anybody, even if just like partners, what are your top five features that you would love to add to Podio? Every single person would have five completely unique new features. And like, that's just how it is. Like, and like your top five might seem super obvious to you and you can't believe they don't have it yet, but that might be at just the bottom of everyone else's list. And I think that's just kind of how it is. And that's why it's kind of hard to find the direction for Podio, because everyone has their own wish list and you can't make everyone, you know, perfectly happy.
100%. Yeah. I think Citrix has got it right. I think you're right. I think you've hit the nail on the head, actually. I think they've got it right. If they can just nip up performance,
yeah,
then I think they are right in the way they are going with it, and not being just like, you know, every quarter someone will pipe up on Globiflow and be like, but Podio doesn't do this, blah, 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 blah. And you can set your watch by it, right? It's like every three months someone bitches. But I think you've hit it completely right. Let Podio be Podio, let everything else be everything else. And as long as Podio functions well, when Podio sings, it sings.
It does.
It's just that it sometimes doesn't sing.
Yeah, not all the time. Sometimes it's not in the mood.
Do you guys struggle? Like, you're in PST, right?
Yeah.
You guys, I don't know. Do you guys get the, cause Joel was saying the other night, we had a partner podcast, with Joel and Pete Cuff and Mike DeMunter. Mm-hmm. And, he was saying that the PST people don't get much of the bad
No. Yeah. I think I'm fortunate enough to sleep through most of it. So I think it's East Coast morning is when you start to really see it. And then, you know, by the time we sit down in the morning, like 8, 9 o'clock, it's like maybe just starting to peter out a little bit. So yeah, I think we're pretty lucky in this time zone. But I definitely hear from my East Coast clients of, you know, what's going on every single morning. But yeah, I think you're right. And I know that, you know, that is the Podio team's focus too, is stability and, you know, performance. And it's really hard. Like when you see like how much people are doing with the system, like even some of my own clients, you know, it's like, they're like millions of actions. It's crazy. So it's already pretty impressive that they're able to keep up with what they do keep up with. And it's multiplying like every few months. So it's, you know, it's not an easy task.
No, it isn't. And I don't have any illusions that it is either, because I also, I mean, even just in, you know, I know the infrastructure work we've done in smartphone to make sure that we can cope with, you know, upwards of 1.8 million minutes of calls every month now. You know, that doesn't sound like a lot, but every one of those minutes needs to be processed, baby.
Right.
And it needs to be seamless, and it needs to sing. So when you're talking about billions of actions, which is what the PWA is doing, you know, and all of these calc fields and all of these things, you do get a sensible scope for why it's not an easy thing.
Right. And people are always finding creative ways of breaking it too. Cause like, you know, they have throttling and all that, but you know, every once in a while, someone will come up with some kind of calculation that by some ways it like is grabbing too much and calling like endless loops or something. So it's like you have to patch every hole, and people are very creative about finding new ways of making new holes. So.
Well, and you've seen the, you know, you're one of the very few partners, actually. I guess it's probably just you and Bill.
Who used to work for Citrix.
Yeah.
So one of my former colleagues, Britt, was a partner for a while.
I don't think she does now.
She does not anymore. No. So those are the only ones I know of, though. So it's just the three of us.
I met Britt in Copenhagen. She came to. Yeah. Because she lived in Copenhagen for.
She did. So she worked in the San Francisco office with me when I first was hired. But then she would go back and forth. But I think she was primarily in the US. And I don't know what she's up to anymore. But yeah, so she was doing real estate, real estate stuff for a while.
Yeah, no, I met her. I think the first time we ever did a Podio partner meetup, the European ones that went for, well, they were going strong every year until.
Well, she built the partner program originally too. It's like that was all her.
Did she? Oh, nice.
I think so. Yeah, maybe it's a long time ago, but I'm pretty sure she's the one who like built and ran it the first time. Wow. So, I remember we had a big partner conference in, man, it must have been 2013, because it was like very early into my Podio career. But, you know, we brought all the partners to the San Francisco office, and that was kind of like their kickoff. Yeah, that was a very long time ago.
Wow, amazing, amazing. And in terms of like, are there any, you know, obviously I'll post on the podcast all of your links and, you know, how people can find you. Because, of course, you know, finding a good Podio partner is a great thing if you're trying to scale your Podio system. And Jacqueline's got an enormous amount of experience. Are there any particular sectors that you know really well? Is there anything you really like, just to, you know, give us you a bit more?
People
you like to look for, people you like to work with, things you like to do about Podio, so people know.
Sure. Yeah. So I've kind of fallen into a solar niche. I worked full time on the Podio environment for a solar company shortly after I became a partner. So I learned all the ins and outs of solar project management. So that's, you know, solar construction companies putting panels up on people's roofs.
Yep.
It sounds simple, but it turns out there's a whole heck of a lot that goes into it. So I've become a bit of an expert on that process. So
good to know, actually, because we've got a couple clients. So it's good to know we've got a resource.
Let me know if I can help.
That knows it, because you're very right. It is there's a lot of specific things in there. So that's
it's hard. Know. Yeah. So like the first client that I worked with, it was full time for about 9 months to get kind of like everything up and running. And it's because, you know, it takes a lot of time to like, you know, meet with all the different teams, learn what they do. Okay, how do we translate this into Podio? How do we make sure that everyone knows how to use this? And, you know, like we were talking before, how do we make sure things don't fall through the cracks? Because in that use case, there's a lot of different handoffs between teams, because, you know, you have like designers, figuring out panels going on. Then you have to communicate with, you know, permitting, then kick that off to the install crew. And it's like, there's a lot of handoff that needs to happen. So it can be really easy for things to slip through if you don't have the systems in place to kind of notify people, hey, this project has been in, you know, this stage for 5 days or whatever. Probably need to follow up and make sure, like, are we waiting on something, or do we need to, you know, remind someone that they need to follow up on this?
Well, and also that you bring a phenomenal good use case for a number of reasons. I think there's also an enormous sales drive within the solar industry, right? There's an enormous element of prospecting, prospect management, follow-up, sequencing, you know, handoff, you know, there's even before the complexities of running a solar project from start to finish once you've won it, there's a huge, it seems to me, from the ones we've worked with, an enormous prospecting lead gen elements of leads coming in from distant sources and door knocking and this and that. And there's a lot of mix in there to make sure you don't duplicate, that you get workflow properly, you follow up, you schedule appointments and all that. That comes into it too, right?
Definitely. Yeah. And every company does it differently. So it's one of the things why it's been really interesting for me, because I now have several solar clients. But you know, some people have their own internal sales teams. Some people only work with third party dealers. Some people do some mix of the two. So you have to kind of figure out how to make a system that can manage all of that. And I've actually found ProcFu mini apps are incredibly helpful for that, because they're saying, okay, well, now how do I give my dealers access to just their projects and let them, you know, upload their files, utility bills, all this stuff? It's like, well, ProcFu mini apps is perfect for that, because, you know, you could use the item share tool, but they're going to hate that, because then you have the shared page and no, there's, you can't do that. So yeah, I've gotten a lot of people set up with mini apps, and it works great for exactly that purpose. Yeah.
Mini apps have been, if there was something that Andreas, like, on the Hall of Fame of things Andreas has knocked out of the park, which is a pretty big fucking Hall of Fame, yeah, irritatingly.
Yeah, it's towards the top there.
Right? He's up at the top, man. I love him dearly. And I can't wait to be able to eat chicken wings and drink beer with him again, which is what we normally do.
Yeah, someday.
But on his top Hall of Fame bits, obviously Globiflow is at the top, because like it revolutionized Podio. I mean, Podio wouldn't have been where it is now, but I think mini apps, you know, ProcFu is brilliant, but the mini app concept and the way you can structure mini apps and bring them, you know, the multi-layered approach and like, as you say, show them this, they can click in, they can do this bit, they can do that bit, being able to build those so quickly. And so, you know, just, to me, that's just, it is a hidden, if you don't use mini apps, if you haven't explored them, I think it's something every developer or every person who's serious about Podio should take a look at.
Definitely. Totally agree. And it honestly, when the first time that I used it, it was almost like that, the Podio aha moment, when you realize like all the value that Podio can bring. It's like mini apps, like, oh my gosh, there are so many different ways I can use this. I have so many different people who would love something like this. And I even know people who have paid developers thousands of dollars to make custom login portals that basically do what a ProcFu mini app could do. Okay. So it just adds so much value. And especially because like Podio, you know, does not have the best access controls, that really gets around that. Cause you know, like when people want to like, oh, I wanted to share a specific view with someone, it's like, well, just use a mini app and that'll take right care of it for you.
You're 100% right. I think the only drawback to the mini app and why we still build custom portals for a lot of clients is you can, when you're dealing with lots of data, the speed of filtering through that data in a mini app is going to be slow. Whereas if you are dealing with, like, I love the mini app environment is absolutely brilliant. The moment the data set you're going to be interacting with is too large, it's going to slow to a crawl. And that's where, if you are doing like a hook sync to a SQL database, you can, you know, you can filter through 20,000, 40,000 records in a split second. The mini app is going to crawl for that. So there's a horses for courses there, but I think the mini app is, I agree with you 100%, man. It is an aha moment of the ability to externalize Podio. I call it the I shouldn't because it's a bit mean, but it's the cheap and nasty way of externalizing Podio data.
Oh yeah. And it's 100%
brilliant.
Yeah. And there are some other options too. I mean, like, you know, Globiflow has like this, the CMS you can make, and there's like WAU portal. I don't know if you've ever used that before. Yeah.
You guys.
But yeah, I just find, you know, Procfo mini apps, it's just the best and the easiest way to do it. And I really like that, you know, you can customize the way it looks too. Pretty easily, because a lot of people, like, I've set it up for people who just want it because of branding. They're like, I just need to show someone and I need my logo at the top.
And it's not blue and Podio.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. Yeah. All right. Mini apps, the way to go.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, do I also find, and I'd be curious to get your input on this, but I think that, you know, my view of Podio has always been it's a very difficult system to learn. You know, it's going to take you 2 to 3 months to get over the Podio hump and really sing with Podio. And if you have got someone who only needs to go into Podio once a week or once every couple of weeks, they're never going to do it. And they're going to hate every second of it. So give them a mini app. Don't make them. Don't do it. Like, it's,
yeah, that's a really good point.
Don't do it. It's going
to
be bang.
Give it to them in a spreadsheet. So, you know, it's something familiar and they can see the data they need and that's it.
The people who work in Podio on a day-to-day basis and get over that couple weeks of, or months of like, once they get over that, I think most people that I've ever seen just fly. They just run the table, and then you can build in new stuff and they're like, oh, okay. You know, like, no problem. But the people who, if you've got customers or you've got people in your organization that need to do like one thing every couple of weeks, don't.
Yeah. It's not really for them. Yeah. And I don't think Podio is, I mean, you can definitely get very complex with it, but at least for the end user who just needs to kind of, you know, interact with some apps, it's not terribly complex. It just takes time to get used to it because it's vast. So it just takes a lot of time to figure out, you know, where do I need to click? What's the structure? There's a lot of little tiny buttons. So it's like, okay, well, where's the filter menu and all this stuff. So that's why it takes time. It's not that it's difficult. It's just,
you're absolutely right.
Figuring out, like, getting in the habit of where to go and where to click.
It's familiarity of once you breathe Podio, then it's amazing, but I think you've hit it exactly right. It's just, you got to get over that little bit of, and then you're fine.
And it's not too bad, but yeah, I'm sure, I don't know if this ran into you when you were doing build outs, but sometimes on screen share, it's like, it's such second nature to me now that I'll just be clicking around like, oh, filter here. Then they're like, wait, slow down. What was that? I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. I have to remember, not everyone has clicked this tiny little button 10 million times. So you have to kind of,
that's another thing you should have a chat with Andrew about, because I'm forever being like, slow down. Cause you know, we'll be on a client call and he'll be like, so all you do is you go, bum, 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 dum, 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 dum.
Yeah.
And you can see the client going
all the time. Yeah.
What?
Then you see them start to glaze over. You're like, okay, I messed up.
No, absolutely. Well, Jacqueline, I really appreciate you coming on the podcast. I'm excited to finally get a chance to chat to you. I can't highly recommend people drop Jacqueline a line. I'm going to be posting the contact information on the podcast homepage, in the podcast description and everything. If you're looking, you know, for help with Podio, Globiflow, integrations, all that sort of thing, please drop her a line. And Jacqueline, it's an absolute pleasure to finally get a chance to chat with you.
You as well, Jordan. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to chat with you.
You've been listening to Supercharged with Jordan Samuel Fleming. Subscribe today on iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify for your weekly dive into how you can supercharge your business by making it powered by Podio. Be sure to check out our website, wearegamechangers.com, where you can learn more and arrange a 30-minute call with Jordan to help you understand how Podio supercharges you.